My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about our marketing predictions for 2019.
And today is December 25th.
It is. Happy holidays again. Merry Christmas Day.
Yeah, and whatever holiday you're celebrating, well, hope you're having an amazing time. So predictions for 2019. The first one, and Eric and I have talked about a bit about this, but not enough. Everything is moving to video. Not just video, live video. So the more live video you can do, the better off you are. People have already caught wind that if you create YouTube videos or Facebook videos, you're going to get more views and social engagement. But what people are lacking is they're not creating as many live videos just because it takes a bit more work. You can't schedule them unless you use some tools to cheat. But still, live videos, like real live, is better than anything else. And what you'll find is it'll drastically increase your engagement on the social web because Facebook and YouTube are trying to take over the television networks.
Yeah, and I'll give you an unprediction for 2019. You know, there's still a lot of, and this will, there will continue to be buzz around AI. I think it's a very important development. But, you know, what we're kind of expecting, general AI or really sophisticated AI, I think we're still, you know, a couple years out. So I don't think it's going to happen next year. But you are still seeing, you know, AI being very helpful, right? You know, Google can now identify images or, you know, when you're typing email to people, they kind of predict what you can say to people. And what I've found really helpful is when I send emails to people and there's like, they give me three little boxes at the end says, yes, sounds good. Or yes, can you send me a calendar invite? So AI is going to continue to get better. But I don't think it's going to be to the level of where we think it, where it's going to, you know, be able to run our ads for us and you know, optimize to, you know, the best of its ability, right? Not quite there yet. That's my unprediction for 2019.
So in 2019, mine's a bit more of the opposite of what Eric just said. I think you're going to start seeing SEO, and it's not really the opposite, but some what, to some extent, because it's going to be using machine learning and AI to make your lives a bit easier as a SEO. Even Eric's creating a software that helps with this, and there's a few other competitors that are doing it as well. There's so much data out there on click-through rates and what keywords work. You're starting to see people coming up with algorithms and machine learning to be like, oh, this is what works for these phrases. This is what doesn't.
True.
And they're starting to automate a lot of the process to get you more traffic. So SEO, I think, is going to evolve quite a bit in 2019, where you're still going to have the humans. You're still going to have link building and all this kind of stuff that you already see. But now you're going to start seeing machines thrown into the mix where they're going to optimize things like your headlines for you, because they should be able to do a better job over time with human oversight than if a human was manually doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, Neil and I have been talking about being omnipresent, and a part of that is repurposing content that you have already and just, you know, putting it to a native, to a platform natively, right? So let's say Neil does a video and, you know, he might repurpose it for Instagram for a 60-second video, and he might do something short for LinkedIn as well. But taking one thing and then producing it into like five different things, that's going to go a long way. And there's just so much content out there nowadays. Even HubSpot, they have a couple people on their team just dedicated to repurposing content and then just, you know, either repurposing it or upgrading it. So I think we're going to start to see that happen more and more. And I do agree. Not even just doing lives, but driving paid traffic to the lives and then being able to retarget people to come back and buy, that's going to be powerful. And look, I've already started doing, and probably same thing for Neil too, people have been reaching out to do live collaborations on like YouTube or Instagram, for example. I see that happening all the time now. So collaborations, they're not going away. I think that's just a really good way to help promote your brand. So think about how you can be creative with, you know, not just doing live, but combining like collaborations or trying to be creative about running paid traffic towards like a live video that you've done.
The other prediction I have is free is going to be the fastest growing marketing channel in 2019. Here's what I mean by this. Marketing is becoming more expensive. Ads keep going up. It's harder to hire amazing marketers. So what are people doing? Companies are like, wait, we're spending this much money to acquire a user from pay-per-click or SEO? Why don't we just release a portion of our software or services or something for free? Or even if it's a physical product, like do a free book and just pay for shipping or anything that's partly free, because it's easier and in the long run, it'll be cheaper than just paying for the traffic. I'm doing it with software. I'm releasing a lot of stuff that you pay for free in 2019. And I believe that is going to be the future. And you're seeing SaaS companies go from freemium or free trial to freemium. And that trend isn't just continuing in software. You're also seeing it in physical products as well, like Aurabrush. It used to be, want this toothbrush? Yeah, get this tongue cleaner and toothbrush for free. Just pay for shipping. And then they upsell you and downsell you into a ton of other products upon checkout. And that's how they made it profitable.
Yeah, and to Neil's point, I recommend checking out the study done by Patrick Campbell and his team from ProfitWell. Just Google ProfitWell, that's one word, ProfitWell product-led growth, and you're going to see a lot of numbers. The cost of acquiring a customer, CAC, using freemium is cheaper, and it's just, you know, if you look at the big companies out there, like the HubSpots of the world, they've done freemium really well. So think about how you can be creative that way and then get people's attention, and then figure out how you can upsell them later. Anything else from your side?
That's it. Make sure you check out marketingschool.io/stats. Help us get to 1 million podcast listens per month. Once we get there, we're going to be throwing a free in-person event. You can find out more at marketingschool.io/stats. Thank you guys for listening.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.